Exim Bank GA.
Welcome to Exim Bank GA. I'm Shelley Ann Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. Today I have in studio Ms. Marissa Longsworth, Manager of the Copyright and Related Rights Directorate at the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO. Marissa is here to give us an update on the developments coming out of the WIPO-JIPO Regional Conference on Intellectual Property and the Creative Industries held recently. Marissa, welcome.
Thank you.
JIPO, in conjunction with the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, just staged a major regional conference. Would you say the overall objectives of the conference were met?
Absolutely. I think we went past our original objectives in terms of the response that we got and what has come out of the conference. Our objectives were really, first of all, public awareness. There is a lack of awareness in Jamaica of IP in particular and the value of intellectual property. So that was our biggest goal, was to get the word out and let people understand that IP is a global issue and Jamaica is making steps and Jamaica is making huge strides towards being compliant, first of all, and being able to benefit from what IP is. Because for us in the Caribbean in general, creative industries are so important. I mean, that is our currency here. That's what makes us special. And so we can really harness that. But it's really up to the creators to understand what their rights are, what their possibilities and opportunities are. So that was the first goal that we had. Apart from that, we also had an objective of getting public feedback as well. Not just awareness, but feedback. We wanted to know what the various creators, and we had people from all over, I mean, academics and entrepreneurs, and we really wanted some feedback as to what's going on in their lives and what do they need us to do for them. So we wanted new ideas and we wanted new initiatives, and we definitely have gotten some great ideas and we're now following up on them and turning them into initiatives. And as I said before, we want to show the globe, show the world that we are ready. We're ready for new systems. We're ready for bigger frameworks, more robust frameworks that can help us to harness our creative industries. And I think we definitely, I mean, the feedback from Switzerland, where WIPO is located, we have been called a success story by the unit in WIPO that supported us.
That's excellent. The conference has undoubtedly created a lot of momentum in the creative industries. How does JIPO plan to capitalize on this to move the industry forward?
That is the biggest thing. We also need to have a big impact. We need some longevity to this initiative. As you know, it even started out before with our craft design competition.
Right.
So we really wanted a long period of time where there was active movement in the world of intellectual property, which we've done so far. One of the biggest things that came out of the conference and out of our general meetings and conversations, we lack data. We don't know where we are. So how do we know where we're going?
Right.
We don't know how successful our current programs have been, what impact they've had.
Right.
So we don't know whether we improve them, whether we revamp them, whether we try something completely new.
Right. It's something that we know intuitively, but there are no numbers.
Absolutely. Right. So how can we truly record and measure growth if we don't have ways of doing that? So it has to start with some background work. It needs to start with, let's gather some data. Let's also think of sustainable ways that we can continue to gather data, such as through statin, for example, you know, that we don't have to have consultants every 5 years or 6 years coming in. We can do this here in Jamaica. So first of all, we need to gather this data. We need to analyze it and see what we really need now. At the same time, we have made some big steps as well. WIPO has expressed its support in writing to us after the conference. They also put about 5 objectives in place that they would like us to move forward on at the soonest opportunity. They're willing to send us some consultants. They're willing to do some workshops with us. They also see our objective of keeping the momentum going.
We'll continue to work in tandem with JIPO and whatever consultants or help that we can get in preparing ourselves to support the sector for the long haul.
Right.
That's all the time we have for this program. Remember to check our website for more information at eximbankja.com. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us.
Exim Bank JA was a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica.